T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I think I'm probably one of a dying breed because I have a radio. I listen to KFH on a radio, but I understand some of you young whippersnappers probably don't. And if you're working from home and don't have a radio, don't worry. You can tell your smart speaker to play KFH. You can listen to us, Will, Jim, Bob, Jeff, all those guys. And also a reminder, coming up this weekend, our historic audio tour continues. KU and Ohio State from the 2012 NCAA tournament Friday at 6 o'clock. And then Wichita State's run to the Final Four in 2013 continues on KFH. At Saturday at noon, it's Wichita State and Gonzaga. That epic matchup in Salt Lake City will come your way at noon on Saturday, courtesy of CBD Plus USA. So very happy to continue to take you down memory lane various years for KU and that 2013 run for Wichita State. Coming up tomorrow on the show at 10 o'clock, we'll have Richard Grisham. He has a sim game, Out of the Park Baseball 21, now that it's very, very official, sadly, that Major League Baseball's started the season, at the very least, will be pushed back. So we'll talk about the sim game that Richard Grisham has out and how you can get that. Also, on Friday, we will have an actual doctor on the show, Dr. Stephen Murphy. He most recently has had a what they're calling a drive-through testing center on the East Coast, the first one of its kind when it comes to coronavirus and getting tested. So we'll talk to Dr. Murphy coming up on Friday. That will be at 9:20. So tune in for that. All right, we just got done talking to Adam Teicher from ESPN.com. Certainly use the rewind button if you missed that and go back and listen to Adam's assessment of the Chiefs. But our Cindy OHRO Twitter question has to do with the rest of the AFC West. Who do you think will be the biggest threat to the Chiefs next season? Chargers, Broncos, or Raiders? It's actually a pretty close vote. I don't think that's necessarily symbolic of what people think will happen to the Chiefs, but like we said earlier, you got to vote for somebody. And the Las Vegas Raiders are pulling down 39% of the vote. The Broncos, a close second at 34.4, and 26.5% say the Chargers. Bill says COVID-19. Nicely played. Austin thinks Nancy Pelosi will be the biggest threat to the Chiefs next season. I'll leave those alone. As far as the guys weighing in on the actual options, Hal says, I'd say the Broncos as the team stands now, followed by the Raiders and Chargers, but I'm real curious if the Chargers pick a quarterback at number 6. Kyle says Chargers, Raiders, and Broncos in that order. Chargers D is top-notch. Raiders and Chargers are destinations for Cam Newton. Perhaps. Okay. Broncos can run the ball, but not much else is good outside of that. That's Kyle on Twitter. Dustin picked the Raiders, but says an injury or two is probably a bigger threat, that meaning to the Chiefs, of course. They may be able to beat them in a game, but I think the West will go to the Chiefs, unless KC has key injuries. And then Mark, who is a Steeler fan in his avatar, says this is actually hilarious. When you get right down to it, they win by four games in the division with those three. So that remains to be seen, but that's our Cindio HRO Twitter question as it pertains to the rest of the AFC West.
Yeah, the Chiefs are, I think that you offer this question in the spirit of the Chiefs are easily the team to beat. Is there a team that could finish a couple of games behind? Who's the next team? Who's the next one in line? We're not talking about this in terms of a threat to take the division away. I don't think that exists in the West. Unless the Chiefs implode.
Short of a couple of injuries, they don't play this thing on paper. I mean,
no.
And the season is still... Even if
I mean,
they start
it was
on
tight.
Time,
it was tight
away.
For it was tight for a long time last season. Certainly, it was. It's easy for Chiefs fans to kind of forget that this thing was in doubt in the West. What week 14?
Sure.
It was late. I mean, they didn't close until late, and then there were some dominoes that fell that helped them out. I still thought they were the best team at the end of the year anyway, but you've got Drew Lock about ready to go with five career starts in Denver. They are going to be better around him. There is no question about it. None. No question about it. They're going to be better around him. They're going to be more aggressive downfield because the kid's got a big-time arm. And they were much better offensively with him the last five games of the season. He had some really nice offensive, and they're going to put better pieces around him. You're going with Tyrod Taylor at this particular point with the Chargers. Now, maybe Cam Newton becomes a part of the equation there. Maybe they draft someone. But right now, Tyrod Taylor is your guy. The Raiders, I don't know. What is there something that makes you feel that the arrow is pointing upwards with the Raiders at this particular point? I think they can be okay. I don't know. I mean, they're moving. There's still a fair amount of uncertainty in some key spots. The one team that has great stability is the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are prohibitive favorites in the West. And is there another playoff team in the West?
That's
we'll
probably the question. Can the wild card come from the West?
Right.
You know,
I'm not sure of that.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to win. You'd have to stay right on the heels of the Chiefs.
Yes.
Statistically speaking, to try to wedge your way into the playoffs if you're a Western team not named Kansas City.
Right.
All right. Son of Havana is his book, and he is a fascinating guy. Luis Tiant, El Tiante, will join us here on Sports Daily when we come back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.